Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
Everyone, is Monday, the 21st of the 22nd, and we are going to be talking about so much crap, and I'm meaning crap, has really gone on today. I'm mad, I'm ticked off, and you know what? I am not taking any longer with something, and I'm going to bring on my trusty little co-host, Terry. So here we go. Hello, you.
Hello. Yeah, I'm really pissed off, too, so we're both in the same boat. I mean, it's crazy on Twitter today, you know? I mean, how dare they call Liz a whore when Sam slept with two brothers herself? And not only did she sleep with two brothers, but one of the brothers just happened to be her stepfather and, you know, and Jason's worst enemy. So, you know, it's Sam the whore here, not Liz, you know, so.
You know what, and you know what thing that pissed me off, and I'm sorry that I'm saying that with you guys, but it's been pissing me off. Okay, so apparently my soul is a joke, and apparently I'm crazy, and I'm a hoe too, because I sticked up for Liz. I said everything that needed to be said, and I'm so fucking tired of the Zates family coming down on me. I have never said I was a Zates and Sam fan, ever.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're such hypocrites, you know, just to call Liz a whore when their favorite character Sam's, you know, to say that she's a whore just makes them hypocrites, because they don't know the character of Sam, I guess, if they're going to say that about...
Okay, hey, Bridget is on the line, so
okay.
Let's bring her on, too. Hello!
What's up, girls?
Hi.
Hello.
Well, I got called crazy today.
Did
and
you?
A whole, yeah, someone called me a crazy and a hoe and a nut.
Really?
Yes.
Must have been a delusional J-Tank fan then.
Oh, yeah, just because, I mean, you know what, fine, you know, I wasn't going to do this, but now I am. I really don't give a shit if I'm going to go roll with Ryan over in the Zone Radio, you guys, because he's a liar. He's, you know, he's such a hypocrite. You call everyone else a hypocrite, but you're the hypocrite. Good. Oh, I'm going to say fan bases only because that's the couple on screen. That is so much bullshit. You were never a Jason in this fan. You don't even like Liz, and you call her a hoe on your show. So please don't tell me I cannot call Sam anything I want, and I won't get over Layzon. Layzon is coming back strong. Okay, oh, we have another caller.
Okie dokie.
Hello?
Hi, Carly. This is Shirley.
Oh,
how are
God.
You guys?
Hey, Shirley.
Well.
Hey.
Hey, yeah. We're so pissed off today on Twitter. We've been you know, just really upset, you know, with what's been happening.
What happened?
No, we're just upset with the with what we've, you know, on Twitter, the fights on Twitter about, you know, of course, it's always about, you know, who's better, Sam or Elizabeth or something, and who's the whore or whatever, you
know.
Well,
that's always going to be, you know, that.
I know.
Her fans and then our fans, what are you going to do?
I mean,
it is what it is.
What I'm hearing from Carly when she tells me what's happening on Twitter, it's like, we can't, the Jason and Sam fans can say all they want about Liz, and we can't defend our Liz or the couple. So basically, what I gather is that it's like somebody beating on me. I can't defend myself, you know? I mean, come on. I mean, we can talk bad about Sam if we want to. We can defend Liz and Jason if we want to. And for people to say that Liz and Jason will never be together, there's no such thing as never in daytime.
You better believe it.
Don't last very long. So they might have Jason and Sam right now. Doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be together in like 10 months, 5 years, or even 3 months or whatever. Because things change on screen, you know. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it could change tomorrow or something.
That's right.
So, I mean, and they think their couple is so freaking sacred, you know, and all that. You know, that couple's nothing.
Oh, you know?
I mean, they need to get their facts straight before they start going on Twitter and calling Liz this and that. And then Carly told me today that the Jason fans were saying that Liz is using the rape card with Lucky.
When Lucky's the one who brought it up in the freaking first place.
Right, isn't Lucky using the rape card?
Nothing to do with Liz.
And I'm like, that really pissed me off. And, you know, when they said, you know, how dare they say that Liz uses the rape card with Lucky, you know?
I think it's the other way around, really.
The other way around, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, Liz has never, ever, the way Liz is being written right now, she would never have done anything like this in the past. You know what I mean?
Nope. No.
She's never even brought up the rape until when she was talking to Jason on the pier. It never, after the Manny thing, it never really, you know, because she's had it in the back of her mind, but it's never bothered her, you know, and everything.
And the only reason it bothered her was when Manny took her, hostage. And.
Yeah.
I just want to clarify for people out there that, you know, just because you have three different fathers, it doesn't mean you're all a slut and a hoe. It doesn't mean that.
Well, look at Carly. She's got three different kids.
Thank you.
Three different fathers.
See? So I am glad. See, I thought.
She's
got three different kids from two, three. Does that make her a whore? I don't
know. No, Alexis does too.
Yeah, I mean, and then they go back and saying, oh no, I don't mean that. What I mean is that she's sleeping with two different brothers. She's sleeping with brothers.
Well, and you know, my.
Okay, go back to Sam.
And Sam didn't do the exact same freaking thing between Rick and Sunny.
I know. Sam and Rick. And what was made it even worse was that's Jason's worst enemy. And Liz would never do anything like that, you know? Something much worse.
Wow, you all sound really upset tonight, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's like when someone just attacks me about, you know, I'm a Liz fan and therefore I'm a slutter, I'm nutty. Okay, maybe I can be nutty some of the time. But when you just go after me, I'm going to come after you and you're going to wish you never did.
But Carly, let me ask you this. How could anybody call you a hoe? They don't even know you.
I realize that, but it's just
because she liked Liz, she's a whore. I guess that's why they call her a whore, because she liked Liz. So so we all are whores then, I guess, because we like Liz. You know?
That's so stupid.
I know.
That's a psychotic
fan. That's so immature. You know, all the name calling. Oh, jeez. Give me a break.
It just shows that they can't separate the show from a person.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a freaking show.
And
grow up.
Mm-hmm. I'm being too polite when I say this, that that Sam took advantage of Jason when he got...
Oh, you guys, there's another call I'm going to just bring on.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, you guys.
Oh my God,
hi,
so
Selena.
Yeah, how are you doing? Because the last Wednesday night you got disconnected again.
My phone broke, so I had
to
get a new one.
Yeah,
it went out on you.
I'm sorry, honey. No, I was just
gonna say,
I figured you must have fell asleep again.
No, I won't fall asleep on you guys again. You guys probably just complain about it.
Okay, Talia, never gonna live this down, and I feel sorry for her. Did you try calling in again, Talia, too?
They won't let me in. They won't. I've been trying every since the day I've tried. I tried every show they had, and they just won't let me in.
My gosh, they're so rude. They don't let a lot of people call in. You know, they have like one at a time, like for like seems like one person for the 2 hours or something. You know.
I'm gonna keep on trying though. They're gonna let me in.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
And, oh, gosh. And if they're going to go on Twitter and fight about their couple, why don't they just come and have the courage to come on a show and debate their couple, why they like
right.
Sam, or have a debate between Sam and Elizabeth, you know? And if they really want to do that, they should just call in. You know,
from what I'm hearing, that's not their mentality at all. If they ever, you know, were to come on the show, you know, there'd just be a bunch of name callings and back and forth.
Level.
You're not going to get an intelligent debate because they're not very intelligent. So.
Yeah. Oh, did you guys hear the really crazy rumor of the day? Well, number one, Kelly Monaco that might be leaving, so let's pray to the soap god that's correct.
Oh, remember, I told you that last week. She was going to Texas or something.
Okay.
They got some kind of a production company, you know, and I guess they do prime time as well as daytime, I guess. Anyway, she was going there. And that she was taking 1 week off from GH in order to do this. I don't know.
Oh, well, and, you know, the surprising news of the day was that they recasted Michael.
I know. I was like,
what happened?
They recasted Michael.
Drew Garrett is out.
You're kidding. Why?
Yes. He's ugly. The new person, he's ugly. I'm sorry.
He doesn't even look like that.
But why are they, I don't know, why are they recasting? I mean, the guy, he's a good actor.
Yeah. No one knows, Sully. I went on Twitter today, and people were Twittering this. I'm like, what? And then I went to one of those soap, you know, sites, and it was true. And Talia, you're right, this new Michael that they are bringing in is not even cute.
Do we know who they're bringing in? Is the new Michael or what?
Yeah, it's
April.
Is someone from the Disney fandom from Wizards of Waverly Place, I guess?
Wizards of really?
Yeah, that's what
I've seen the picture of him. I saw that on the Road to Nowhere. I saw it on there.
Right now, I'm gonna check it out.
Yeah, they got it on the spoilers.
Oh, really?
It's open now. It's open now. The spoilers.
Yes, that's a big drama over there.
Yeah,
oh
this
God.
Is
I
the
know.
First. Yeah, they changed the. Did they change the administrator and somebody else? So they got.
I wonder why they did that.
We got tired of all the crap that people were saying over there. We're not true liaison fans if we are talking about chemo and all this crap. I mean, some people over there get a little crazy, too.
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was supposed to be a place where you could come and have fun and say what you want. I mean, don't back
exactly.
out.
Exactly. You know what? I think they all start out that way. But then, you know, I hear this is, okay, because this is where I go for all of my info. I go to RTN, and apparently it's called an open board, so anybody can come on, you know. And J-Sam fans come on and they act like they're Liaison fans, but they're not. And, you know, I mean, when I go read some of the recaps, it seems like it's more stuff about Jason and Sam than it is about, you know, Jason and Liz. And that's all they talk about. And they talk about Kelly. And it does get a bit much. I mean, come on. This board is supposed to be for Liaison. I mean, okay, there's not much to really say about them because nothing is happening with them. But why do you have to talk about the other actors all the time, after day? And,
exactly.
and it does get to be a pain in the ass, you know. It's really. It does.
Well, it just creates buzz for all the lurkers that come in there to read all the boards.
Yeah,
if you're talking about Sam's character all the time, oh, that's good. They figure that is good publicity for her, so, oh, let's just keep her going, you know? And they don't understand that the more you talk about these other characters and stuff, it feeds the pig.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it doesn't help in the ratings. So
no,
it may feed the pig, but it's not helping in the ratings. I was reading today that they're Island Tryst only brought in a 1.8.
That's so funny.
It brought in a 1.8, and that was the lowest of the week or something like that.
Yeah, the only 2.0 was Monday. The rest were all 1.8s and 1.9.
That is so hilarious. Oh, my gosh.
It's sad, Sherry.
For the fact that they think that this couple is a powerhouse couple, and if they were proved wrong by the ratings, you know.
You know that girl that called, and you know with the Jose Sam thing last week. Well, that's who went after me today. She went after me again, and said something like, you know, you guys were just trying to argue your point about Jason and Liz. And I go, well, number one, you know what? What's so wrong with a debate on the Jason, Sam, Liz, Jason thing? But you Sam fans cannot handle a debate. And that's why I told her.
I'm on the site Road to Nowhere right now. I'm looking at the picture.
Oh, of the kid, of the new actor?
Yeah.
Oh, what does he look like?
I wonder
why
they did it. Maybe they're trying to take the story in a new direction. They think somebody else will do better or what?
Well, I thought, I mean, you know, Drew Garrett, you know, from the little bit that I saw, he's a good actor.
Yeah, he is.
And he sort of reminds you of a very, very, very young
Jason.
Very young.
I know. That's what I always thought.
Yeah.
Very young Jason.
You know, now that I think about it, they should have brought in Jesse Sofer from Guiding As the World Turns or something, but he's going back to As the World Turns for when it ends. But
he's only going to be on there for like a couple of days, I think.
I remember there were rumblings around that maybe Jesse Sofer would really be a recast because of the red hair, you know, but this Michael has like blonde hair now. Is it red hair or...
Blonde hair.
It's blonde hair. This one looks like he has red hair. But I thought Jesse Sofer would have been a really good addition to...
Who's he?
He plays Will Ryan. He's Paul's, you know, As the World Turns, what's his name?
I don't watch As the World Turns.
Okay, you don't watch. He plays
the
character name. Oh, he's not on there anymore. He left the show, but he's coming back for the end of the show. But he played Will on it for a few years, and I thought he was really good. He was nominated for a couple Emmys for Younger Actor and everything. And I think I read somewhere when they were recasting Michael again that he was kind of up for it, too.
You guys, hold on. We have another call.
Oh, okay.
Hello?
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 Hey, Cyril.
Oh, I didn't even know I was on. I didn't press one. At least I didn't think I did.
Well, I saw you come up, and I'm like, I'm just going to bring her on. So
yeah, I didn't even know that because I was just going to listen for a while and you know, to what you all were saying. Because,
okay,
you know,
well, okay. For 1 second, let's get off the eighth. I just want
right,
to know.
All right, who's online? Who's there? The gang's all there?
Well,
yeah,
I'm the new kid on the block.
Well, you're not really
from
new.
Florida.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hello. And you're...
I'm just listening in to what you all have to say. I don't want, you know, because I have a tendency to hog. That's what teachers, you know, because I'm a teacher, I tend to, you know, overtalk and all that. So all y'all got to do is just cut me off, all right?
Okay.
Just cut me off. Just say, shut up. I want to say something. That's what my kids in my class do. Miss Hunt.
Really?
Because, honey, I get on a roll, honey.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I'm one of the teachers that started on, you know.
What is your name again?
Cyberologist.
Okay, cyber.
Yeah, they call me cyber.
Mm-hmm. Okay, can anyone tell me if Phyllis is okay? Because I feel like...
Yes, she is.
Okay, right. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. She got a broken leg.
Who?
Yeah,
who?
Phyllis.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah.
Yesterday, I got my days all confused. I thought yesterday was Monday.
Hell,
I was coming to here and to daytime, and I'm saying, I wonder why they're not on.
Oh,
on me. Wait a minute. Today is Sunday. I went to CBS.com to say, well, they don't have the new episode up yet.
Oh, yeah. Phyllis, she got her leg in a cast now. Now she's going to just make, what's his face, Nick, just wait on her hand and foot.
Mm-hmm.
Or hand, foot, and leg, whatever.
Yeah. Well, no,
we
see. You know, I just wanted to know because the way they ended it on Friday with the call, and at first the call was okay, and then it was going off the road, and I'm like, I'm not liking this. And then it really threw off the wall, and I'm like, I'm really not liking this. And then it went off, and I'm like,
I wonder what the point of the accident is.
Exactly.
I mean, it should be a point in the story, not that
she
just, you know, had an accident like we do. It should have something to do with the story.
Because they're getting ready to do the DNA test now.
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm sure that has something to do with the plot point some kind of way. Maybe, you know, she feels it's going to make it hard for him to get involved with the baby because she's going to need him. I don't know. I'm just trying to figure out
what the point
now.
Yeah, what the,
you know,
yeah, that's what I was
now.
Thinking too when I heard. I didn't know that, you know, it was I saw the car careen off the road. I didn't know what else
until
y'all just said, and I was wondering what that had to do with the story.
Yeah, well, that's it.
You know, actually taking off with Faith well, and then you have Tucker helping her. I kept saying, you know, it's like...
Who's taking off with Faith?
Ashley is.
Who said Ashley's taking off with Faith?
Well, it said that in the new ABC Soap in Depth.
Oh, no, please, let's not go. No, because she had tried to go. She was leaving, and then she ran into Tucker. What's his name, Tucker? And he talked her out of it, and he brought her back to the house. So I
I was wondering what was going to happen with that.
Yeah, so, and I'm going to tell you, they have some kind of chemistry.
They
like
have
her
chemistry.
And Tucker. Yeah,
I like William Russ's. I like
Will
Russ's Tucker though. I mean, I like Stephen Nichols because I'm a fan. I'm always be a Stephen Nichols
fan. Yeah,
he's
a good actor.
I like the version that Russ has played, that laid back billionaire. I like that. He was so under. You know, he just fit that new. You know, that image that I had of Tucker to a T.
Really?
But I'm just glad that I wonder if him and Ashley is going to kick it, or what's the deal
with
Neil and all this stuff.
I hope so, because
I'm
not liking her with Neil. I'm not feeling that at all.
Okay.
I like
him,
but I mean, you know, it's not a not a, you know, that's one show. I really don't care who is with who. I just sort of roll with
it. It's so good. It's so good.
You know, because the drama, they're not going to, you know, they don't, one thing about them that's different from a lot of other soaps is that they will go where the drama leads them with a couple. Like right now, it was dramatically important that Sharon was with Adam. And, you know, her fans with Nick was, oh, you know, it's not about a couple thing all the time. Sometimes it's just about the drama. You know, you can't, that's one thing about, I'm an old school soap washer, and what these new schoolers are doing with shipping these couples, it's hindering drama for me.
Yeah.
You know, they put a couple together before they even have a scene.
Right.
They already got Maya already. Let me see Maya first. You know, let her get on the canvas. Let me get a personality. Let me know something about Maya before
it's
you start saying she with Ethan, she was lucky, she with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know. I mean, I think it's cute that they do that, but it would be nice that, you know, we could get some drama out of this. And as soon as they have a scene, like with somebody else, they start bashing another person.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Yes. Yeah,
I know.
So stupid.
I like that show because Days and see, I'm not that vested in Days
in the couple way.
But was Stephen Nicholas on at the same time when Ashley was playing
on Days?
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I don't know what made me
I'm
think of
sure.
it. Okay, I was just curious because they were both on Dates, but I didn't know if it was like the same time or whatever.
Well, I'm just getting into it because I was, because a few years back when I tried to watch it, to me it was boring. They had some of the worst acting in the world.
The actors were.
And
yeah.
The show sucked. But
the
when they got one. Threatened, you know, but when they got threatened with, you know, either, you know, shape up or ship out, then they got their act together. And I'm watching, the only soap operas I watch is Days and Y&R, you know.
Days, I like their dialogue.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps me in Days is their dialogue. Their dialogue is that Victor. When what's-her-name rung the bell,
he
said, here's some money for like she was a selling, you know, some bath products or something. I mean, that guy has me, it's worth watching.
He is so
him.
Funny.
He has the best dialogue in daytime.
He has these one-line zingers, you know.
He tell it like it is. He says
and
things the way.
Straight face.
Yep. He said, what
always
are you doing here?
Face.
Right. He said, now why don't you tell me the real reason why you're here?
Right.
I was like, no, because that's what I would have said.
Right.
You know, he says what I would say. So I really like their dialogue. I like Nicole and the,
the Nicole.
Clinker with the guard and all that. That
yes.
was cute.
I mean,
and,
I would never thought that I would enjoy Days of Our Lives more than GH, but you see, one never knows.
I've never thought I would enjoy
Nothing
Days more than GH.
Nothing stays the same. Nothing stays the same.
And I read about the Drew Garrett situation. I was kind of surprised. I think it's politics.
Okay, well, why are they letting him go, or is he leaving on his own, or what is
They'll say he's leaving on his own like they did Greg Vaughn, but that don't mean anything because he turned around and said that he was fired. So, you know, they got to say what's correct. But it's probably some politics. Somebody's nephew need a job.
Really?
You know, on the board or something. GH is just muddled with politics. You know, and you can tell it too. I mean, it's not subtle.
It's killing.
It's so overt. You know, it's like I don't want to see this on my screen. I know that you know.
Mm.
And then they're not doing well with One Life to Live. The Kish fans are mad.
Of course.
They're in a rant. So that's not going to help them. The only thing that I had left. That wasn't destroyed because AMC was destroyed so much I could no longer watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Then One Life to Live got so destroyed I could no longer watch it. Now it's GH. GH is just gutted. I mean, it is just gutted.
Yeah.
And what blows my mind is these young people don't know how good this show used to be. They have
you.
No
Thank
idea
you.
What they're watching.
No.
It's garbage.
They should
garbage.
Go on YouTube and go back to like, you know, Jesse and Dr. Brewer and Crystal and Felicia and all those wonderful writers and the great storylines that used to be, you know.
And they don't
but
even know what the true meaning of super couple is either. They think it's sexy. And that's not what a super couple
all
is.
All they think about is who's hot.
Right.
And Steve Burton's going to take his shirt off.
Right.
Took off their shirt. And who had the love scene?
And I'm sorry, but Spam needs to put on some clothes. This over-the-shoulder shit is getting
Yes.
Old. Is she still wearing the off-the-shoulder?
Oh, my gosh, yes. It's like,
oh,
put some clothes
God.
On this girl.
Well, that's all she's good for because she can't act. So, you know, you show some flesh. What else is she going to do?
At least with Jason and Liz, they could have a story that they can have a story separately and together because he's like Kelly Monaco or can't have a story by yourself.
Nope, they are a package deal. I told you that last year.
But I mean, she was doing well when she wasn't with Jason. I liked you.
She is virtually leech to him. I have never seen anything like this in the history of this genre. He has few scenes without her, and the ones he do, he mentions her name. Because you are being visually trained to accept them. They are not working.
Yes.
This is the couple that Franz said point blank that the audience wanted to see.
Mm-hmm.
He said it.
If the ratings are not proving it, they're not proving that that's what
they
want.
Every time they do a tag or entry scene, if they do a tag scene, the rating the next day is low.
That's right. No one
knows. Every time they do a tag scene,
no one watches. I know.
Notice it. And then they try to squeeze them in, you know, like after a tag
after
scene.
Some kind of a great
so
scene.
They won't be the tag scene. They'll be the scene before the tag. That's the final scene of the day.
Mm.
Or if they are entry scene, they're rarely entry scenes because we calculate all this on who has the tag scenes and who has the entry
mm-hmm.
scenes. Every single time they're tag scene, the next day is low. Every time. And this is not hate or rate or talking. These are numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at numbers here. I don't have to hate.
Oh, my
you know.
God.
They got their couple, but they tanking. And they have been since November of 2008.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Sad.
Okay. So they got the couple. And I don't have to get over it. I'm grown. I do not have to get over it. This is a genre where you root for who you want.
Exactly.
She can tell me to get over anything. Because you know what? Some things you just don't get over, and you don't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a freaking TV show.
Thank you.
They're
telling me to get over. Get over what? I'm not sitting in front of the TV 24/7 waiting for Jason and Elizabeth. I have a life. I have gotten over it. And the ratings show that a lot of other people have, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
They got over it because they don't watch the show.
Yeah.
I don't watch the show.
Okay, so they have gotten over it. They have moved on. I'm waiting for True Blood to start. I ain't thinking about General Hospital.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for True Blood, honey. I'm reading Sookie Stackhouse books, and I've never been into vampire stuff. I've never liked it.
Last season sucked.
But, the only thing I got to say about True Blood is that blood dripping all the time. I just don't like all that fang. You know, I can deal with the fangs and the occasional, but it's just obsessive blood and gore.
Well, it's called True Blood, so
I know.
What do you want?
Vampires. Yeah.
That's it, and they're vampires.
Yeah, I was on the Sookie, the Charlene Harris website, and they were saying how she named it True Blood. It was from the Japanese something, because I belong to this website where they, you know, talk about the books, and then they talk about the series, and the series is nothing like the books.
I'm sure.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. Tyra is, you know, Tyra is not the same, and, you know, and it's interesting because they were saying how Sam is really into Sookie in the book. He likes her. He wants her. I don't know. I assume that he, you know, got a crush on her or whatever. But I'm beginning to read the books now because they've got me all interested in the books. So I'm reading like three sets of books. I'm reading L.A. Banks books, The Vampire Huntress. I've never read this kind of stuff in my life. Ever.
So you're now into vampires.
I'm into vampire stories. Oh, but the stories are good. That's what it is. It's the stories. It's about vampires, but they are good stories, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll shut up.
What was it, Port Charles, the show Port Charles? That was about vampires too, wasn't it?
Yeah. That's where they got the refugee. They got two pet refugees.
Yeah.
John is eating up One Life to Live.
Oh, yeah.
See, those were the only two pets that escaped to the job. They dumped her on General Hospital and dumped him on One Life to Live. They were pets. They were Phronsie's pets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Why didn't they just make her?
They didn't do anything for my land.
Zach, don't forget Zach, too. Zach was a refugee, too.
Oh,
that's right.
Zach
was
a
vampire,
too. Zach, what
was
that?
He was Ian Thornhart.
Oh, that's right. Thorsten was on that.
Oh, yeah. He was the main one. He was
yes,
one of the
main
stars.
I forgot that he was on there. How could I forget? Because I didn't really watch it, but I did, you know. Post with people who did, and I got a little bit.
But General Hospital had to get to Kelly Monaco, though, you know.
Honey, I don't know what. I don't know if she got a relative on the board or something. Something's up with that. I've never seen anything like it. I mean, they pimp her so hard. It's just,
awful. It's sad.
It's just like somebody got a job just to pimp her at Disney.
Mm-mm.
That's their job.
Oh my gosh.
Pimp,
it's like
pimp and prop her. That's what they do.
I would love for Rebecca Herbst to win an Emmy, and you know, and then.
Oh, I would love to see
really
Kelly's face.
Oh, my poor Becky.
That happened. Oh boy.
I would love for her to win
that.
An Emmy just to slap all the producers in the face, saying that this is an actress.
Oh man, did they write her under the bus with this Nick thing? Oh my God, I never expected this. I mean,
awful, but
when they got when they separated, okay. But for them to write her this mess,
I know.
Is just unreal. While they pump up, you know, Sam, you know, you know that she's being pumped up as the be all, and she's kicking, Kung Fu Barbie, and she's
Barbie.
She's in this Christina story. It's all about Sam and her.
It's gonna be all about her. All of
I am so sick of her on this whole story.
The worst thing that happened to me as a staunch Alexis fan, because I've been an Alexis Davis fan since the day she walked on the set. You know,
were you a
and,
fan?
And when they straddled her as her mama, I said, oh, no. I knew then. I said, uh-oh. Because somebody told me from Port Charles that she was going to eat G.H. up. Because they said she did on that show. I don't know. I'm just saying what they said before she started.
Sucking the life out of it.
They said, oh, well, you know, she's going to get, you know. And I thought this was going to be a story about, it could have been a story about Alexis and her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that she shouldn't be in it, you know.
I know.
But for her to dominate it and hijack it,
I would say that probably one day, this needs to be a story about a Sonny, Alexis.
Sonny should take kind of a, because he's already in a major storyline with the trial.
Yeah, but you know what? In my opinion, I mean, you kind of need him there a little because he is Christina's father, yeah.
But saying that Alexis could drive the story.
Yeah,
he's not driving it.
Yeah, and guess what, you guys? Well, it looks like rumor has it that Nancy Lee Grom might be gone by summer.
Yeah, her contract is up in June.
Yeah.
So.
They're
not writing her well.
They're
not writing anybody well.
To be honest,
that's the problem.
Alexis hasn't had a good storyline, and I thought the cancer would be about her. That turned out to be a dud because there was Sam with her hands folded, sitting up there, and almost every scene talking about, you know, you should forgive her for laying your husband, you know. And she said, that's right, you should. Forgive her so she can get out the storyline, please. You know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that wasn't about her. That was just more browbeating Alexis, you know. Even Jax, whom I was surprised, took Sam's side and said that, you know, you should forgive her because if you don't, she'll do something else. That's what Jax told her best friend, you know, her and Jax and Ned. Mm-hmm. They were all, you know, that was the friendship that I really liked. That was when D.H. was good.
Yeah,
when Ned and Jackson, you know.
Oh, I like when they did that.
Oh, yeah. They
that
they
was
were.
So good. That
oh,
was
yeah.
very
when,
entertaining. Well, that's
you know,
when they had pretty
when
good
they had friendships.
Mm-hmm,
good good
exactly.
friendships. They don't have that now.
No.
Well, I know
they got too many characters
me.
For me.
Thank you. Thank
and they steady
you.
Adding
yeah,
more,
not.
You know. They're not writing for the ones
house.
They got.
Yes,
no,
I know. Yeah. What is the new, like Maya and all them, what do they start airing? Like
I thought Maya
Well, they were in the media picks, and she was talking to Lucky in one of the media picks for the 29th.
Yeah.
29th and the end of the month is when they come.
Okay.
Scott
I
and,
both come in on the 29th.
I'm actually looking forward to something a little bit different, even though I still think, you know, the Sunny and Jason, that's going to still be heavily, but I want to see something kind of, like, new. You know, I'm getting tired of all this, like, Jason, Sam, you know, Sunny.
They just, like, in and out of every little thing. You know, it's just like, boop, boop, there they are. Boop, boop.
I know.
I'm going, you know.
Yeah, Steve doesn't have any storyline. He's just, like you said, in and out. In this one, out that one, and
well, the Franco storyline was about him, but that flopped. So.
Was it really about him? Because that
well, he was after
him,
you know.
Sucked. That sucked. I know that should have been about him, but was it really? I mean, what was it all about?
Jason drove the story. Franco was obsessed with him.
Yeah.
So it was about Franco then.
It was about Jason, him trying to get Jason's attention, and he was the focal point of the whole deal, you know, because that's the whole reason why he was doing what he was doing.
It was because a waste of time, really. It was a total waste of time.
Yep.
And I'm about to smack Lucky if you don't quit telling people about Liz's business.
Oh, yes,
hey.
Thank you.
I was flat.
Carly, what did you say that Lucky said to Jason today? You're saying that Jake's my child.
Something about Jake.
I didn't see it.
He went to Jason's penthouse and he was like, just to let you know, Nicholas is the father. He was like, I'm sorry. I bet that's sad for you or some stuff like that. He was like, I bet that's hard for you. And then he was like, I just wanted to let you know that that's not going to affect my relationship of being Jason.
How many
Jake
times are you going to say that?
Right, and Jason was like, I know you're a good father to Jake and all this other kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's more negating that he don't want to be bothered with his kids. That's all that is.
It and
yeah, they club you to death with that.
No!
Every
I feel so sorry for Jason. He can't have
How many times he going to have to say that?
Right.
Exactly.
Every time he sees him because he throws it in Jason's face every time.
Exactly. And Jason agrees, so I hate when he does that.
And Jason lets him. I'd love it for Jason to just say, you know what, you're lucky you have Jake.
Because men are driving that story. That story is not about Elizabeth. If you notice, it was three men waiting outside the room to tell her to go to Shady Brook. It's males driving that story. That story is for Lucky. It is not about Elizabeth.
Yeah.
It's about Lucky.
Oh.
So that's why Lucky told Jason. Because it's all about him.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my God.
Males are driving that story.
Well, there is a spoiler out, if anybody else read it, that Nicholas gets the second paternity test, and it says Lucky, but he does not tell Elizabeth because he's going to go through the plan of what Helene is doing.
Yeah, they're going to stick her with a man that demeaned her.
But I heard another spoiler says Elizabeth finds out that it is Lucky's baby.
And she's going to run over there and, please take me back.
Oh, my God.
Please, Lucky. I'm worthy of you. I'm worthy of you. Please make me worthy.
Let's hope the baby does not survive.
Well, with three babies, I'm just trying to figure out now at this point what kind of story she's going to be getting. She wasn't. She's been written crappy for years, so now what?
And Nicholas bringing Spencer to the Shady Brook, I thought that was pretty flippin' tacky, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
trying to push the issue.
This is
the
story like As the World Turns when Emily lost her baby. Her and Paul's baby, the baby came stillborn and didn't survive after the baby was born. You know, it was too, came too soon or something. They could do something like that.
Well, yeah, maybe we'll get lucky and, you know, and Liz will have an accident, fall down some stairs or something. I mean, because...
Well, straddle with three kids. I mean, all they're writing for her is triangles and baby storylines.
Right.
I mean, she's not getting anything else. She's not getting any action. She's not getting anything but babies and being a mommy and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that she shouldn't be. Look at Sammy. Sammy's getting some good writing, and she's got four kids.
Yeah, she is.
But they're not
going to
do that because of Guza. You know, that's how he writes women, you know, with babies. Look at Carly. What is she into?
I did like how Carly talked to Christina today, though. I thought that was very good. I mean,
me
I
too.
Liked her
I liked it. Too.
I liked
it
how
great.
She talked to her and really opened, I think, Christina's eyes until Alexis walked in.
Right.
Well, Alexis and Carly didn't get along.
Christina is so wrong, though. I feel so bad for Ethan. Like, I really do.
I think that's what they want you to do. Because, you know, after that Luke scenario and them destroying the history of Luke and Laura, this is only can help him because he really was being trashed there for a while on the boards. I don't know about out there in the real world, but on the internet, they was dogging him out. So now that Christina pointed a finger at him, he's got the sympathy card, like Lucky got it, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, so now the sympathy, the tide will turn because, you know, they think the audience is fickle anyway.
Mm.
So, you know, you're going to forget that he was a con. You're going to forget all this other stuff.
Mm.
They're whitewashing him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're doing. They've been
mm-hmm.
whitewashing him now for a while. Started last fall.
But, you know, I honestly like Ethan. And I look at him and I'm like, you know, this is a really good, I mean, I'm enjoying the story. And I'm just like thinking, you know, people, okay, you know how many hints out there that Kifa did? I went back in on YouTube and watched some old YouTube clips. And I'm like, you're thinking, you know, they are accusing the wrong person, and Sam trying to throw him over that desk the other day to kick him.
Well, you know they're going to make her rough and tough because she, you know, she's the badass of poor child. She's the bad, you know, she's the bad chick. You know, she's bad.
I would have showed her a man beat. I would have knocked her out. I wouldn't care.
You know, she's mobbed up and she's rough and she's tough.
Jason needs to get his keys back because she's getting awful cozy in the penthouse.
I know.
Yeah,
has she actually moved?
Don't
you
have a freaking
key?
Why is
she? Yeah, she walked in and out. I think she's got a key. She walked in one day when the door was closed.
Yeah, he needs to change
the
damn lock.
She has a key now. So you know, all that is good. You know, I don't care about all that.
Because
they have spent what 2 years trying to show. You know, them as what they are, whatever they are.
I know.
They've been doing this since November of 08.
Within those 2 years, we could have a really good Jason and Liz storyline, multiple stories.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
The show lasts that long.
They asked Jason and Liz for this, basically. That's what they've done, you know? Mm-hmm. For what?
Well, I still get a lot of my Jason and Liz. I read fan fiction. And I read fan fiction when they were together. Because I'm a fan fiction reader. And I love my stories, and I'm so happy that people are writing them. I hope they don't come.
That's what I've been doing the past week or so.
I have been reading some awesome stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even care.
Doesn't it make you want them together even more, though, when you...
Yeah, not really, because, you know, when I was reading stories, they would take their spin off on things that had happened when they did have scenes. Because even when they had scenes together, they were crappy, you know, for the most part. And so, you know, they would say, if it had gone this way, this is the way it should have gone. So I was still watching them and still watching, because they were horribly written.
Yeah.
The whole
time.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It was that yin-yang, and, you know, I want you, but I'm dangerous, and she wanted him, and then he didn't want it, and then she didn't want it, and, you know, that went on for a long time.
And, you know, Liz can handle herself. She can,
yes.
Her and Jace can protect her kids.
Yes.
Look, Liz killed a Russian to protect Sam. You know, when the Russians came down and kidnapped Jake.
And then she'd go, ooh, take this gun away. I was married to a policeman, and I'm not used to guns. I was married to a policeman twice, and I'm still not used to guns.
I know. So
I take it away.
So Liz can handle herself probably a lot more than Sam could. She'd
but see, they're selling Sam as the action chick. She's the Lara Croft to Port Charles, you know.
Yeah, right.
She's always has to be the damn damsel in distress for Jason to come rescue her or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on. At least Liz can shoot somebody down to protect, you know, protect her kids. She doesn't need Jason all the time.
You know, I just wanted to see Jason in a different type of story. You know, he's been in the same storyline since the 90s.
I know.
I wanted to see Jason in a different way.
Yeah.
I know he's a mobster.
Yeah.
But mobsters have families.
Yes, they
do.
Exactly.
They do. He just has to be domesticated and have a family.
He's a mobster with a heart, and he deserves to have his family, you know?
I'm sorry. I had the thing turned off, and then it came on.
I agree with that. I agree with that. I mean, yeah, he could still be in the mob, but Sonny could have a family. You know, I don't know.
I'm writing a story right now.
It's so sad because Steve Burton, he is such a good actor, and he's been
doing the same thing. What is different about Jason's character other than he's wearing white and pink and all that stuff?
Yeah.
What's the difference from the 90s?
He's been written in his
and he's playing tennis. Wasn't he playing tennis, I heard? Did he go play tennis?
He's going to play tennis.
Yeah.
Play tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis.
Did he go play tennis?
No, he didn't go play.
I thought when him and Sam left out the door, they was going to play tennis on the island or something.
Oh, shit.
No, they were flying back home, baby.
Oh, okay. I must have. I don't know, because, you know, I don't really watch. I just saw a clip, and then I saw them at the island, and they were leaving out the door, and I thought I heard something about tennis or something.
Oh, boy.
Well, you know.
You probably need to be peeing your pants when you heard that, huh?
Yeah.
Don't let me put the wrong info out there, because, like I say, I don't really watch. I just thought I heard the word tennis.
But, you know, the thing is, Lynn, all she had to do, and I don't care if this is going to be bashing Sam or not, I don't care, because I feel everything on true about me today, I can say this. I think of Liz... did not save Sam's life and shove the son of a bitch, the soldier, when they were at that cabin, she would be doing everyone a little, I don't know, community service or whatever for shooting her. I mean, that would have made me so happy because when I was watching that scene.
You know? Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how long Becky is going to be gone off maternity leave and how they're going to handle that. That's what I've been thinking.
Well, who and Steve might be taking off about the same time.
He's
going to be a
daddy
again.
Yep.
His wife's rumored to be pregnant, isn't she?
Yep, she's supposed to be due a month after Elizabeth.
That's a big coincidence.
Were they next to each other when they were? Never mind. Never mind.
So they're having a baby too.
Oh my god!
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was thinking too much.
And you know what? You know, instead of them bashing Liz, they should be thanking Liz that they even have Jason, because Jason would be dead right now if not for Liz. Remember, he got shot. She found him outside the boxcar and everything.
Yeah.
And if it was not for her. They wouldn't have their sacred couple or their perfect.
Well, they railroaded any actress that comes near Jason. They did the same thing to Courtney.
Yeah.
They wore her out, you know.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. Yeah.
She was another pet that no longer. See, just because you're a pet now don't mean you're going to stay one.
I know.
It can change.
Right.
Because she was a fine pet.
Until the new pet comes along, right.
Right, another pet can come along and bounce you off. Or you might do something to piss them off.
Right.
So,
well,
you know.
Oh, boy.
So, they did the same thing to her. They railroaded her and talked about her and had all their little, you know, their little, their banners and, you know, like they got about Elizabeth, the faces of a whore. That's one I saw. One
faces
of a whore, yeah. Yeah, and they had Elizabeth on it. You know, like Sam wasn't horned in 19 states. You know, all this little,
right.
But you gotta realize again, these are young people.
Right.
So,
I mean,
she's
know,
a whore
I
from
know.
19 states.
Yes.
She's a revolving door. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Yes. You know.
She's a revolving door.
You know, and they had those kind of banners going around about Courtney. You know, the railroader. She's a terrible actress. And, you know, Jason shouldn't be with her. And, you know, because they want her to be the main thing of the show anyway. You know, they
well,
want her to be
know,
the big cheese.
You know,
they want her to be the star of the show. So there's only Robin and Elizabeth left in that age group, you know, that's original to GH. So they bash Robin, too, call her snobbing and all that, you know. So I guess that's the thing, you know, so she'll be, you know, the big thing of GH, I guess. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Yeah.
Because I have no idea, no agenda to go through all this for a TV show that's rated 5. Not even number 1, and they're going through all this.
Oh, my gosh. I miss General Hospital. The
but
way
yeah, said. That's that they bash Robin too and say she's boring and
oh my God.
You know she.
Well, they bash everybody. They
yeah.
bash Steve, you know, calling him names. And, you know.
Well, they was bashing him when he was with Elizabeth.
Right.
They tried to you know point the finger, but I remember very well they was wearing him out. You know, as soon as he got back with Sam, all was good with the world.
Yeah, well.
You know, but they was bashing him.
No.
They had all that Mona V stuff going. That was them. Jizz is buying the juice and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I never even seen Mona V except for on the website.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't
very,
even know what it was. I kept asking,
berries,
what is Mona V?
It's different berries. You know, that's what it is, basically.
So,
yeah,
you know.
Frank,
you don't see any more of that on the web, on Daytime Dish. Honey,
no.
It was full of Mona V stuff.
Oh, really?
Oh, Lord. For the time that Elizabeth and Jason was together, they had the little lemonade stand banner with him behind there selling the juice. And they had it all
really?
Going. Oh, I got some here. I'll show them to you.
Oh, gosh. That's
they had
fun.
So many Mona V juice
oh,
things.
Wow.
You don't even see that now. So did anybody else hear anything about his PA?
Well, everything I heard was, I mean, according, well, I've heard it from two different people. One, all the liaison group said it was great, blah, blah, blah. And then Ryan from In the Zone, who I would love to have him never have a show again, he was making up all these rumors and shit.
Who was making up rumors?
Ryan from In the Zone Radio.
Ryan. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well.
Yeah, I mean, he was just, you know, going off, and a lot of people called him out Saturday night.
About what?
About what he was saying, and it wasn't true, and because they were at the same event.
Yeah, he did one in PA, Pennsylvania, I guess, and he did one in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got.
Didn't Steve Burton say that he's going to probably get into the Nick? Didn't he say it's going to be like
yep.
the Lucky and Liz storyline? Or I don't know if Liz, well, that storyline they're going to like go, he's
yep.
going to work there. I don't know. But,
yep.
I read a recap from Heart and Hand, Twin Girls. Twin Girls 8 had a recap and some pics, and she said it was really nice and that, you know, she would encourage anybody to go to a dinner with him more than
well,
you know,
I guess,
the dinner was really good.
But I guess
and she had nothing
base,
but fabulous things to say. She enjoyed herself.
They say he is really a nice guy. You know, very nice.
They said he's very friendly, funny. Yep,
mm-hmm.
That's what they were saying. How funny he is! He's really funny.
Well, yeah, and
I guess to be on GH, you gotta have a great sense of humor.
They always said because him and Becky didn't get along at first because of his sense of humor. She didn't get it at first when she first came on.
Yeah, he would tease because
he's a jokester.
Yeah, and she didn't get.
She didn't understand, you know, his personality. Mm-hmm. I guess at first.
Yeah, and then they became friends. Much younger.
Over the years,
too,
yeah, she was young. You know, because I guess when she started, she had to be what about 19, so.
Mm-hmm. And plus, she said she was very intimidated by him. I was
reading that
a while ago because he's very serious about his acting and this, that, and the other, so she was a little bit intimidated. But, Steve Burton, he's a nice guy. I wish he'd go to prime time so he could spread his wings and his acting ability, because, like I said, he was being stifled on this show.
I think so.
So sucks. Huh?
I think he is, too.
Yeah, really, he is. You know, he truly is. But what can you do? It is what it is.
So, because I don't watch One Life to Live, so I don't, you know what's going on there. And I don't watch AMC, so I don't know what's going on there.
Dave is looking good, and with everyone they are going to bring back for Francis Reething.
When is that? When is that going to air?
Sometime in May.
Mm.
Damn.
Well, they have to get it all together, you know.
Yeah.
I guess they sometimes, you know, take long. But like I was telling Terry the other night, if they say during like an Easter parade or whatever, Alice is in the kitchen making donuts, I am going to scream because it's like, you know, I mean, they say it for Christmas, but she was actually alive then. But if they say it when she's dead, I'm going to say, come on, you guys, be smart. I mean.
Mm. Well, I'm going to check it out. I'm sure it'll be well done.
Yep.
It's a show a long time.
What's a long time?
Well, she started on there, was in black and white.
Oh, yeah. Well, my grandma said the first day of, she was on the first episode.
Oh, really? I didn't know that. So she was one of the founding characters. I didn't know. Oh, well, yeah. She's got tons of history.
Yeah, and Mickey and
McDonald Perry.
Those three are really bad, like the ones that really started with Dave.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to hang up now. I think I've ranted and raved enough.
Okay.
All right, dear. I'll be listening. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye, Fiverr.
Bye. So, yeah, that was interesting. Funny, interesting.
Yeah.
I just hope Dave can do it in a way that is believable and nice and, you know, because they keep saying it won't just be a one-day thing that everyone's coming back for. It will be like a story of an arc, which I think is cool in a way because usually when someone dies, it's only for like a couple of days. So if they make it into a story, that's really cool. Bridget, did you see the preview for Army Wives?
No, I did not. Is there a preview? I'll have to look on Lifetime.
Oh my gosh, yes. The preview is kind of,
seen it.
I'll have to look on Lifetime. They should have it on Lifetime. I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
I haven't been watching Lifetime lately, so I haven't really got to see it.
Well, I saw a Lifetime movie, but Army Wives doesn't come back until April 4th.
Yeah.
I have to watch this Army Wives. Everyone's
it's good.
I watched it. I watched it one time, and I enjoyed the segment, but I the you know, I enjoyed the show, but I never went back for whatever reason.
It was a good show.
Yeah, that's what they say. It's very good. So I have to check it out because very few good shows on TV these days.
Yeah, oh, and great, you guys, Grey's Anatomy and Private Practice is back this week.
Yeah, for New
Year. Yeah, I know. And Grey's looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really good.
My sister, I was talking to my sister about this show, and she's like, Terry, what do you all talk about? Do you talk about Grey's? I'm like, yes. I go, well, you can
talk about a little bit
of
everything.
Right? What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Come on and join us.
Like,
well, yeah.
I guess there's like a couple that's been gay on Grey's Anatomy or something, is there? Or I don't
really?
Know. Or was it Desperate Housewives? Maybe she was talking about Desperate Housewives. I'm not sure.
You know, I used
no,
to be.
No, there was a gay storyline, but they kind of, yeah, it was
okay.
The, it was
I don't
the,
know what show
it was the two
about.
Female
Over.
Doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think, did they break up or did they already going back together? I can't.
No,
I can't.
They're together, but.
They are together,
one
but.
One of them wants kids and the other one doesn't.
Right.
So I don't
right,
think they're
right.
going to be together much longer because.
Yeah, yeah.
Just by the way her face was when she the other doctor was telling her why she didn't want kids.
Mm-hmm,
I think
mm-hmm.
there's going to be a breakup there.
Oh, well.
Oh, and you know about that other doctor with, oh, gosh, the Sandoval character. I'm thinking that the lady is going to try and come in between them. You know, the
oh,
the lady.
Oh, the other doctor?
Yeah,
I can't think of her
name.
Yeah,
I can't even though, I mean, I see her face, but I can't. Think of her name. So
but
yeah.
He says, but he tells her that he's in love with Sandra Oh's character. You know,
oh.
he told her that he's in love. So apparently they must have had a thing back in the day. And I'm trying to recall why is he angry with her? Why is he mad with her? I don't know. Something must have went down. But.
Oh, yeah, Bertha, did you get your snow, or did the snow never
It never hit us down below, but it's snowing here tonight, too, up on the mountains, but the majority of it was up in the mountains.
Oh,
we got
well,
a little bit to wet the ground, but nothing great to see.
Oh, well, we've had this weird weather pattern. One day it's sunny, like 70 degrees. The next day it's freaking hailing, and, yeah, I'm just like, okay, can you this make it the summertime? Because I'm sick of all this confusing weather. It's like, okay, we are in spring now. Oh, we will be in spring. Are we in spring now?
Yes, we're
okay.
in spring now. It's spring.
Well,
spring
You know, but I do think they, Sam, I think... They will be over by May, and then we'll be totally over before Steve and Kelly's stupid event.
Oh,
because,
isn't their event in July?
Yep.
Yeah, the fan weekend.
And tickets are not selling that well for this event.
Oh,
sure
look how much
not.
They're charging. My gosh.
I know.
How much are they charging?
Like. What, $300 or something like that?
Oh, get out of here, Bridget. $300?
Yes.
I heard.
$300?
Really? Yeah.
Wow.
You know how many pairs of shoes and clothes you could buy with
and
that?
I wouldn't even spend $300 to go see Meryl Streep, and she's my favorite actress.
No,
come on now.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to go to some soap opera fan event for $300? I don't think so. No way.
I'll have to check RTN again because they got all the scheduling and stuff, and they got all the prices for everything. So I'll have to check.
Because I thought I know the most
I heard it was
$300. Wow, the most I've seen a fan event for was $100, but I mean even that's too much. But $300 that is
probably set it that high so people won't come, so they could just cancel it.
They're really desperate to sell those tickets. I guess they must have a lot left.
The sad thing is, she might not show up. You know how she is.
Oh,
she's
that...
not reliable.
Oh, I know.
It'd be fun
I'm pretty sure Jason
would
be.
Up.
Jason's film will be over before that, so hopefully they do so they won't have it, because there won't be no point of having it.
Well, when this fan base had a thing and they broke us up, they still had the fan event, though.
Yeah, when they had broken up, or they were going to break up.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Jason and Liz. Yeah, that they did that thing in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Now, who pays for this? Do the actors pay for it, or does GH pay for that? How does that work?
I don't know, really. Does anyone know?
Maybe they take the money of what they sell and. I don't know. I really don't know either. It's something we could look into, I guess.
Hmm. Hey,
I mean,
Carol.
not that I'm going, because I can't afford to shoot. I don't care who it is. I can't afford
to. I wouldn't
to
go to see her anyway. That's just, ugh.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Nah.
If they had an event here for Steve Burton and Becky Herbst, I think I would go. I honestly think I would go.
Yeah, and you know I would come out and fly and go with you. Yeah.
Even if it were in Vegas or Northern California or Oregon or something, because Oregon is not that far from me, I could, like, go there, you know, if I could stay away, you know, drive out there.
Tara, did you record?
Yes.
I've been seeing you for, like, an hour thinking. Did she record 24?
I recorded 24, and I recorded 8 o'clock that new show on Channel 5 with, oh, God, what's it called? Life Unexpected. I love that show. Now, there's great writing. The writers on these daytime shows, General Hospital in particular, should go take a cue from the primetime shows. Channel, you know, the writing, this is where all the good writing is, you know, on all these shows, you know. They need to take a cue from other shows.
Yep.
But, you know, I don't think it's prime time, though, because I think prime time and daytime, those are writers, they have to have a different mindset from each other.
That's an entirely different genre.
Huh?
Yeah, with daytime, they're on like 5 days a week, an hour.
Yeah, that's a whole. That's very difficult to write, you know, and to keep the show fresh, just the way that they're
keeping people tuned in all the time. I mean, you know, just the how they write these shows. They need to take a writing class or something. I don't know. I mean, the writing is gone from General Hospital.
Well, you know, and not only the writing, but if it's backstage politics,
I'm tired of politics.
The writers are forced to write certain things, you know?
I'm tired of politics in real life. I don't need to see it on an hour show.
Politics is everywhere, though.
I know. I mean,
it's everywhere.
You could so tell when you watch GH, it's all political. You know? I mean, they're just forcing it down our throats. And
I'm so glad I don't watch that shit. It's bad enough reading it, but I don't watch it.
Because I want to see where this Ethan, Christina, and storyline's going to go. And if there's nothing good after this, then I might go back to watching it on YouTube or something, you know? Or, I don't know.
And, you know, I cannot quit even if I tried. Because that means no Spinelli for me, and I'm going to be heartbroken, and I just don't want to go over the whole heartbreaking thing. So, yeah, I'm watching, but, you know, I tape it, and I fast forward, but, you know, whoever invented the fast forward thing, I think I need to send a very good thank you note to, because that was a very good invention with the fast forward button.
So is he really leaving the show, Carly Branford?
No, thank God. Branford went on his Twitter page and said, "Hey, you guys, the rumors are not true. They are getting my wedding mixed up with the fact that I might not be on screen for like a week or two."
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, yay! I cannot. Well, I still want to kill fans, but I won't be carrying funds over the Spinelli thing. I can just go back hating him for what he had done to other couples throwing them under the bus. And, you know, for this latest thing with Michael, to me, I'm like, wait, this kid got a daytime Emmy and was really good. So to me, I just feel like, you know, that was really silly for Zeno Hospital to do.
Oh, well.
Well, Georgie will be on this week. I can't wait.
Oh, Spartacus.
Oh, she's coming back from the dead. What's Maxie's, is she supposed to be on the way out or something? And I was reading something about that. And then Georgie comes back, I guess, to pull her back. They always doing the, you know, at death's door. And they either open the door and go through, and then that's it, or the other person talks them out of it. So who knows?
Terry, you were talking about you.
Oh yes, the chat room asked about Spartacus and.
Spartacus!
It's on Star's channel. Little poor
Spartacus, Sherry. Yeah, take a gander of us, Sherry.
Right, Sherry, that show could be a little bit racy, huh?
A little bit?
My gosh.
I take that back, a lot racy.
I mean, the women walking around topless practically, and then the men. I mean, because usually they don't show men and frontal shots.
I know.
They're frontal, they're sideways, they're showing all kind of, and some of these men, they got some big kazungas, baby.
Oh my God.
You guys are hanging. Good Lord.
I was watching it one night, and Carly was at the casino, and as soon as I saw the scene with that, I'm like, wow. They are really showing the guys, you know.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And it's constant humpage. I mean, we know Rome was something, but that's all these people do. Fight and hump.
Oh, my God. Every time it's on, it's a sex scene, like, way right when it starts. You see
Every time.
Tia, can I tell everyone when you tell me you're watching it, can I tell them what I say?
What happened? What do you say, Carly?
Okay, Tia, do you mind?
No, that's
okay. Okay. No, when we are on the phone or something and she's about to watch it, and I go, where did you DVR your porno Friday night?
Yeah, I mean, if anybody has ever seen it, like Shirley or watches it, you'll know what we're talking about.
Oh, honey.
When she says that, it is kind of a little mini porn show.
It's X-rated. Say what it is. It's an X-rated show.
It's an X-rated show. It's like they do it in taste. It's not like watching, I wouldn't know, but it's, you know, seeing like Playboy or those, you know, those channels or whatever. I would think those are really bad, you know, so.
Well, this is bad enough. I don't know.
I know it's bad enough, but I mean...
It's bad enough, Sherry. Come on now.
Yeah, I know it's bad enough. I mean, when I first saw it, I didn't think... I never really read anything about it. I just saw the previews, and I liked the guy playing him because I'd seen him in something else, and it was Spartacus. So I thought, oh, it's going to be like, you know, the movie Spartacus or whatever.
Yeah, that's what you think. That's what it should be.
That's the backlight or something. And I thought, oh, my gosh.
Wrong.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. But it It got me sucked in. I still, I still watch it. I don't know.
Let me ask you, was it here that I heard that the guy who plays Spartacus has cancer? Was it here?
That was here.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He's got... I think they got it in time. He's got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Non-Hodgkin's, okay.
Or something, is that what it is?
Because I was telling my sister, and she said, what? She said she hadn't read anything about it. I said, well, that's what I heard, that he has.
They even said something on Entertainment Tonight about it.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oh, Talia, you still here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Don't
worry. It's okay.
Talia's been so quiet.
Yeah.
No, I'm just listening to you guys. It's fine. I'm just make sure you guys don't think I'm
asleep. What did the person that called the Jason Found say that the show was what? What did she say about the show? Again?
Oh, it was a fucking joke.
It was a. Oh, okay. That, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You guys are a joke.
Yeah, I mean, and she says that she wasn't allowed to talk or whatever, something.
She wasn't allowed to talk.
What did she say, Carly?
Oh,
she
yeah,
said,
that we didn't give her any time to talk at all, and we were all rude. And I was laughing at her. I was not laughing at her. I was laughing at that comment when she said that Jason and Sam have loving moments.
Yeah.
I kind of did my new.
It was kind of funny, though. Loving
no,
you.
It was funny. It was funny.
Come
to
on.
Me.
Yeah, we were laughing. Yeah, come on.
To me,
yeah.
I felt like she was, like, oh, to please. Me, I felt like she didn't really have no reason why Jason something to be together. She was just like, no, not to be mean or anything. She was just like,
they're
stuck.
Sexy.
She was just kind of think of stuff and just like put it out there,
yeah.
And it was like barely nothing.
And then, as soon as I said, it's not about hotness and sexiness with Liz and Jason, it's about love and romance.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, oh no, she changed her mind. She's like, oh, you know, it's about love with Jason and Sam, you know?
You're right.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
You know how Cyber said CFAD today was Monday? I woke up, I knew today was Monday, but I'm like, why? What happened to the weekend? It was a nice weekend. Why is today Monday? I mean, because Monday came so fast and.
Time is flying by. Time is going very quickly.
I just want next weekend to get here because that's my spring break, and I get a whole week off. I don't have to do a damn thing for a whole week.
Oh.
I'm so excited. No pulling cab. No night shift. I can do whatever the hell I want to do for a whole week.
Oh, so you spring break is next week. Okay.
Yeah, it starts the 2nd through the 9th.
Oh, okay, that's the same as
your break.
Yeah, I guess that's my grandson goes on spring break, yeah.
Yeah, all my nieces and nephew go on spring break. Well, I think it's next week or the week after, like the Easter weekend, they start the break. So,
mm-hmm.
You know,
Easter is in 2 weeks, right? Easter?
I think
Easter?
So.
Yeah.
Good Friday's on.
Easter
Good
is.
Friday's on the 2nd, and then Easter
okay.
is that next week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
You know, it doesn't feel like Easter. I mean, some years it really does, but this year it doesn't. It's like it's coming early. I mean, maybe
it
it's
is.
Not. Okay.
Mm.
You know, because you know, and then I have to go. I hope it doesn't rain this year because last year at my brother's house, we had to do the egg hunt in the house because it was raining. And like 4 days later, we smelled eggs.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I guess you all didn't find all the eggs. That's unfortunate.
You know, and I was, well, I mean, I was hiding them too, and honestly, I do not remember where I hid those. I just hid them and.
Oh, jeez. Oh, gosh. Oh, baby.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Terry.
Yes.
You could really. The way I just said that, oh, I just thought you were going to say something.
What? I'm sorry. I wasn't paying attention. Sorry.
I was telling everyone about me hiding the Easter eggs, and well, I don't exactly remember where all the eggs were. And doesn't that sound like another thing I still cannot find?
Yes. I know.
You know. Oh, you guys, we have a new call. Hello?
Okay.
Hello? 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 Okay, you're on the air, but you don't want to talk. Okay. Hello?
I just wish that, you know, like I said earlier on the show, I mean, if they could sit there on their computers and debate Liz or Sam or Liz Jason and Jason and Sam, why can't they just come on the show and debate it or something? You know?
Because they are never going to.
It would not chicken. Be a debate, Sherry. It would be an argument. One big argument,
uh-huh.
You know,
bashing.
It's just, they're too young and too immature to have, you know, a reasonable conversation.
Even the person that hosts the show, the Jay Sam show, because she seems to be, well, I don't know. To me, she seems like she would be, like, not, you know, mature, whatever. But, I mean, she seems a lot older than a lot of the fans.
Yeah, she does.
So, you know, I mean, if she can host a show, and why couldn't she, you know, take the lead and get a debate on her show at least, too, or something.
It pushes up to the host, you know, to keep things on an even keel, you know, so it won't get, you know, out of control. But I don't know, but I just don't see that happening. I don't see it.
Yeah, I mean, I've listened to, like, when Chrissy was having, when she was trying to have a debate, of course nobody really called in.
Yeah,
you know,
I remember
Yeah, I felt bad, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they might have called in and say, "You fools," and then hang up. But that's about it, you know. That's how immature.
When is she coming back on? When did she say she was having a show?
She told me that she was gonna try for this weekend, but with her work schedule, it's been really hectic.
I don't know. To me, I get impressed. I think she's sort of, I don't know, tired of it. I think, you know.
Yeah. No.
But
you guys took a bath. What about you guys? Hello?
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 Oh, are you guys on?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Is this Carly?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Carly. This is Kelly.
Oh, I am so
I
glad
promise.
You came in. Everyone see the lights on fan, so it's okay now.
Oh, hello, Kelly.
Hi.
Hi.
I promise, Carly.
Yeah, well.
I was confused. I'm like, huh?
I'm sorry. I didn't press anything, and then I heard you quiet, and I said, oh, my God, they must be listening to my conversation.
Well, you were telling me something today about you being mad at Lucky. I mean, you said a comment like something about Luckless and the whole thing, so you're happy with it. Sam was in a hospital. Oh, and what are you feeling about it?
Well, is this, how PG is this now?
You know what?
We have
3 minutes, and you know what, we say worse things during the whole show, so feel free to say whatever the hell you want.
That's
okay,
right.
I would really like to kick his ass.
I'll be right behind you.
Oh, my God, today was the most horrible, watching him talking about Liz to Jason just burns me up.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm so glad I don't watch this.
I don't watch it. I YouTubed it. I feel that sooner or later, liaison would happen. They are going in circles like no tomorrow, unless they really want the show out the door, which maybe they do, but sooner or later, it has to lead to liaison. And I'm hoping it's soon. They have nowhere else to go. Everything's sloppy.
Mm.
Everything.
Yeah.
All the storyline sooner or later goes back to either Sunny or Sam, and no one wants to watch that.
Okay, you guys, the show's going to be over in a minute, but we are going over for overtime. And thanks everyone that called and everyone who didn't call me. Well, they need to pick up the phone and call me, because I think it's very rude that people don't call into the show. Because besides Christy and I, we have the best two shows on Blog Talk. And never go to In the Zone. In the Zone is bad, bad, bad. Okay, go on.
Are you finished, Carly?
Yes, I just had to be. I had to be evil for once. I had to be evil, okay, you guys?
I know.
Carly knows what I went through on Twitter today, because she was on Twitter for some of the time, and, you know, I mean, people, Carly, don't you agree that people on Twitter, the Zaytan fans, can be really silly?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. But I just, that's what the block button is for. No, once I tell my
piece. Exactly.
Well, the thing is with that, it's easy to type crude and rude things. It's
mm-hmm.
another when you get on a radio show and have to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, they don't back
yeah.
up what they say. They just type it, and it's like, oh, you don't know me, so I'll just type the crudest, rudest
thing. Type anything,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a whole lot different when you get on a mic and you're with a bunch of different people and you can't back up what your couple's doing.
Exactly.
I know.
Exactly. Or even if they do try to back it up, but it just does not make sense. It has no history. I mean,
yes.
I can't even sit there. I can't give them the time of the day because it just does not make sense.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm sorry, whenever he is looking at Sam, he has this far away, why in the hell am I here kind of look, and I'm like, you know, I'm like, yeah, why aren't you here, Jason? Why aren't you with this little tramp?
No, but didn't he say at one of his TAs, they were asking him, you know, about that he didn't show you know, any kinds of emotion or anything, and he says because he's not supposed to. So apparently he doesn't, you know, it's
because he's not supposed to.
Right, because he's not supposed to. Because, you know, I was reading, you know, some fans were saying, oh, he only does that with Kelly because Steve can't stand her. And then I thought about, yeah, but, you know, he's an actor. You know what I'm saying? And they have to do what it says to do in their script, you know.
Exactly.
And I don't buy that because, well, he doesn't like, you know, Kelly. Now he's different with Liz. Well, maybe because that's what he was supposed to be. He was supposed to show more emotion. You know what I mean?
No, I think I agree with you. I do understand that, and I totally believe that that's the way it is written.
Mm-hmm.
Jason is totally different with Liz than he is with
mm-hmm.
Sam. There's no doubt about it.
Night and
there's
yeah.
none.
Mm-hmm.
Except for the Sam fans. I don't get it, but whatever.
I know. Yeah.
They think
no
that's
one,
hot.
No,
I can't handle that.
Yeah,
they're too hot. Right.
Hot. I mean, there's more to with Jason. It's not just about the hotness or their being hot or whatever. It's more with Liz and Jason. It's more than that too. It's love.
Mm-hmm.
It's trust.
Exactly.
Honesty.
It's substance.
Substance.
Mm-hmm. Not sex.
All that Sam and Jason have are
hot sex.
Sex.
Exactly.
That's all that they could come up with. They can't come up with anything else. And that's
exactly.
What Sarah did the other night. That's all she could come up with is why she likes them.
Yeah.
You know.
And I totally don't like this Jason. I mean, this
yeah,
Jason is
I know.
Not.
Oh, me either. He's just so different. He is not Jason anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
not Jason anymore.
He, back in the day, there was no way he would have taken Sam back. Look at Rob. I know this is really.
Yes, I know, but I love that point.
Him 10 years to forgive Robin for what she did, and it took him like 5 minutes to forgive Sam for something that you can't forgive anybody for, you know.
Yeah,
I
agree.
Forgive somebody for kidnapping my child or watching my child get kidnapped or whatever.
And didn't Burton say a couple of years ago that, you know, he and Sam would never be again, you know, there's
I
that
know.
Word never Never say never in daytime.
Oh, gosh. I know.
You know, and that's why they cannot friggin' tell us, oh, there will never be laid on. Because you know what? You know what? I feel with the writing on the wall, and you know what? I cannot wait for Jason's breakup. I'm like counting the days. I'm like, okay, hurry up. Fight some more. Fight. You know, because, you know, and, you know, the thing I don't get is why in the hell are they bringing Sam's abuse up now? We've never heard of that before. We've never heard about that ever.
Yeah,
I know.
Well,
it
isn't about Christina.
So
it's about Sam.
Can feel sorry for and take his. And take her in those awesome arms of his and say, everything's going to be all right.
And, you know, and instead of having Liz written in the Shady Brook storyline, they could have written her somehow in this Christina storyline, because Liz understands more than anybody
mm-hmm.
what it's
mm-hmm.
like to be attacked, you know, brutally attacked or whatever. So, and I know that's Christina, Sam's Christina's sister, but I mean, I think it's, anybody would understand more, it would be Liz.
It would be Liz.
I know.
But now it's Sam, because so Sam was, is Sam trying to say she was attacked? She was raped too?
Yeah, I was supposed to believe that Sam's been, was not brutally, but she was been treated like that by abusers. Okay, they threw that in there.
Yeah, somebody probably beat her ass because she ran off with, with their
money. Well, she conned
them.
She conned that one guy and she killed him because he was smacking her around. Well, she caused it. She conned him out of his money. She deserved everything she got, in my opinion.
Yeah, I know. And if anything,
You know, when you're a con artist, you take what you get.
Yeah.
Really?
And it takes one to know one. So, you know, for her to say that to... Ethan, because she knows herself what it is like.
Oh, you know what? When I saw that scene last night, I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. When Sam said that thing, I'm like, okay, call her out.
Yeah.
Please, bud.
And, you know, at least Liz is willing, she's owned up to what she's done. Like, she's been
She always owns her shit. Liz always owns her shit.
She owns
everybody's shit. She takes the responsibility of everybody.
She's never walked around town with a halo on her head saying,
no.
Oh, I'm a saint, you know, or whatever. You know, I mean, come on. Even you can see that for Robin, too. I think it was a long time ago. When Robin and Jason, there was a scene where Jason was in the hospital and they were kind of like breaking up or whatever. I guess because she told Sonny to fire him because he was just talking to Jason.
Right.
And Robin said to Jason, I've never said I was a saint. I wish people would stop putting me on that pedestal or whatever,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so true about Liz, too. People put her on that pedestal.
Right.
You know?
Kelly.
Well, Jason put her on the pedestal.
Yeah.
Jason was the one. He put Liz on, you know, on this pedestal, you know, like, you know.
Yeah. And so, and even right now, I guess Sam is a saint to Jason right now. I guess.
Mm.
I guess he could do no harm, wrong now. You know, wait till that halo comes off.
Kelly. What did you think about the day they put Liz and Nick together? I'm sorry, that was a horrible thing for them to do. It was. You know, like I always tell Terry, if they did this 5 years ago, it would not have been so laughable than doing it now.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What was your question, Carly? I'm sorry.
It wasn't a question, but no, I was just saying with the Nick and Liz thing. That should never have, you know, and I'm sorry, you do not call someone a slut just because Liz is sleeping soft with Nick. And Lucky, I mean, the two brothers. You know, no one ever calls Sam out for sleeping with Sonny and Rick and Zax and, you know, basically, you know, in a way, well, Sam did do her stepfather.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's totally too different for me to see. I'm still stuck in this zone here that something's got to be up because,
yep,
honestly, the only
you.
Brainwashing that Franz has done to me is brainwash me to hate Sam more. It
yeah.
did not
that's
quite
right.
All he did was make me hate him more.
Yeah.
Her. So
yeah.
totally more. So, I still can't. I know I don't have no faith in the stupid writers or anything like that. But I can't be this blatant that it's that stupid. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's very,
yeah.
very laughable. It's a joke.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So, is it supposed to be a joke, or is there something behind it? I'm still not. I'm just hoping something flies our way that
yeah.
explains it. Put it that
you
way.
You know what?
Yeah.
I mean, without this bullet, I read that, you know, Jason and Sam are going to be at great odds, and they won't be able to get past it. And I'm like, okay, so, well, you won't. So, yeah, so I personally believe that we will get the cover we want.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. You know, something's up because there's this poster on RTN. I think her name is Crispy.
Okay,
and
yeah, she calls
said,
in
and
once in a while.
Something is up, and she said, well, I'm going to take a break until whatever
right.
is mm-hmm. supposed to go down goes down. Then I'm going to come back and laugh my ass off. So
yep.
to me, this is a positive thing. That's
yep.
what I'm taking.
So,
and she won't spill. Better. She won't spill. She won't say what it is, but she has learned something.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And she won't spill.
I've tried getting out of her.
She ain't saying. She said when she comes back, she's going to be, you know, laughing her ass off. So it's
right.
something that, so I'm assuming that it's something in our favor, I guess.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, whenever, you know, it happens, everyone is going to be laughing, you know, but, I cannot get over, maybe I'm just dreaming of this, but I cannot get over the looks between Sam and Jax one day, Sam and Mac one day, and Sam and that Ford guy. I cannot get over, like, Sam had done something, and we don't know what it is, but I feel... My theory is it's either Jerry or Finko. Is this one of those things where I cannot put my finger on, but something inside me, my subwaito, is telling me something's off.
Well, I don't
yeah.
know, because this is what Crispy is, you know, and she keeps, you know, giving us these little... She hasn't really given any hints. She just made that statement like, you know... Because when she first said it, she said, I know a little bit more about the show or the storyline than you
mm-hmm.
do, but I'm not saying anything, and I'm going to take a break from the boards, and I'll come back when whatever, you know, is going to happen, happens.
Oh, yeah, I'm
she
by
does, she's going to laugh her ass off, so I hope we'll all be laughing.
Well,
yeah,
because
I think part of it is a lot of it is there's agenda going on at the same time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that, like in Crispy, because I have posted with her on RTN, a lot
right.
of it is we just don't know when it's going to happen. And there's always
when is
it
going to happen?
Well, the story one day, we're hoping. I mean, whatever... You see, they have the way, you know, God is brilliant, actually. He's left it open where it could go anyway. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, he could make her bad tomorrow, that's what I want. I don't want it to be, still won't fly with me if they're at odds and this was all still, he was with her all this time and it doesn't fly with me. She's a con, always a con. She needs to go out a con, you know? But, and he has written it where you could go that way, or they could part as friends, or whatever. And I honestly, you know, now that Steve has said he's only like 10 days out,
yeah.
I honestly think they're just I don't know if they even know what way they're going to go sometimes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to see whatever flies, that they're still trying to figure it out. And the sad part of it is there's no question Liaison is the story. They will bring back the fans. I don't understand why they're even second-guessing this.
Well,
I know, Pats.
You know what? I know.
Okay, now you're saying, Kelly, that Liaison is the story.
Well, it was once. Okay, it was once upon a time. Now, if you follow.
Oh, yeah, it was once. Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, it was scheduled to be last
summer.
Yeah,
no.
I read that, too. And then
if you follow.
I don't think so, yeah.
Well, if you follow, there's still old spoilers
mm-hmm.
are coming out. Coming back, the same thing that was supposed to lead to Liaison. So it's still, and if they're smart, Liaison will bring in the people, you know.
I
still think it's a possibility, and I think it's a very good possibility. But like you said, never say you know, never count your...
The thing, Kelly, I found out recently that they had to push everything back a little because of the Franco storyline.
Franco, right.
And then they were not doing the Cassadine with... who was that guy was supposed to come in to play...
Valentine.
Valentine, yeah.
Well, he's not coming in now.
Oh.
Right.
Do they really know
because...
where the hell they're going? Do they really know?
Oh,
I mean,
that's what I don't know.
I'm still waiting for Never Seen Before on Daytime to come.
Bridget has been telling us that for the last year.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Never Seen Before on Daytime. Well, I've seen it all. It's the same crap, just another day.
Exactly, and maybe that's it. But I do know that all the spoilers are coming back that were supposed to be for Liaison. And it's planted. I just, it's just getting frustrated. I don't know. I honestly think they don't know if they want to make her bad or good.
Well,
to make who bad or good?
Sam. Whether they're going to keep her or because there was things where she's been very questionable as far as like the Russians and how she knew Jake was at. I mean, there's all these things.
Yes, that's what I've been saying for months.
But are they going to drop that storyline and whitewash her all the way?
Probably. Haven't they dropped a whole lot of storylines? And that's what they do. Like they get you right there. And then they said, we're not going to do this. And then they go to something else. And you're standing with all these question marks. Well, what happened here? What happened there? I mean,
The problem is they have been playing the fan bases so long that I don't know. It's really hard.
It's as if they're just playing the game now.
They really can't afford to go there because, the world turns, get ready to go off, and if they don't watch it, they're going to be right behind them.
I think, too, after Becky gives birth to her baby in real life, that we are going to have a lot of more answers.
I just hope my feeling still, if the spoilers still keep playing out, because I follow them very closely, I'm hoping that they'll at least be at odds enough to be broken up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying Liaison, but as long as I want her to go out in a bang. She deserves to be. She deserves what's coming to her.
You better believe it. She's supposed to be trying out for some pilot.
She's supposed to
be off of GH for a week.
She's a horrible actress.
She's not even an actress. I mean, she's awful. I mean, she's terrible.
You got You guys, a spoiler I was last fall, and it's been non-EME ever since I was. Jason and Sunny will both go through two personal life-changing moments, and they will never look at anything again. You know, like they have been. And, okay, so I'm seeing the Dante storyline. And I'm like, are you talking about this? So I think that spoiler will pay out, and I think everything will pay out. We just unfortunately have to wait and watch, and come May, but just pray that their breakup will be, like, the best breakup, best ever in history. I mean, I want to see Jason kick out the door.
We should have a
Shit, I was happy when they broke up the first time. Then they had to make that slow. And I love I Will Kill You. Oh, my God. How can how finalized can you get?
How does one come back from that? Yeah, how does one come back from that?
Yeah. 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 It's like we're idiots. I mean, that's how we're being treated. We're the fans are being the idiots to think they can. And all he did was make us hate him, make them hate them. You know?
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well,
actually, GH is bad for your health.
It is. I don't watch it. But look, you know, just reading the damn recaps makes me piss me off, and I don't even watch it. I don't watch the show. You know, now and then I'll be changing the channels, and I'll get a glimpse of Steve, and then I just look at him because he's so fine. I look at him. And then I flick the channel quickly because I don't want to see nobody else with him.
Stop it. Stop laughing, big sis, because I know why you are laughing.
She said really bad for health. Yeah, I mean, I'm getting fat because I've been eating sweets and because I get so frustrated with what's going on in the general hospital because Jason is not on and when I have to see Sam on the screen, it makes me want to go out and eat like
You know, no, the other night when Sam was on, I know I could have fast forward, but I was just curious what the hell they were saying. And I went in the kitchen, and there was no ice cream, no anything. And I'm like, and the only thing I could find was marshmallows. And I'm like,
roasted marshmallows?
Okay, don't give GH the satisfaction, people.
right.
I know why.
You're giving him too much power.
Carly, I keep getting DM'd here, and she's trying to get on, but I guess the show's over.
I told you, and we want you to come back on Wednesday because what you are saying is this right on what we've been saying, and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No problem. And Cece said she'll be here on Wednesday, too. She's telling me she'll do it if I come on Wednesday. As long as I don't have to work overtime, I can make it.
Where are you calling from? What part of...
I'm from Hawaii. So I'm way behind you folks.
Oh, wow.
Not to sound stupid, but what time is it there now?
Right now it's 7, and my daughters are looking at me and saying, how come I'm not cooking any dinner?
Oh, my God.
That's why it's kind of hard for me. And plus, I'm a nurse, and I work a lot of overtime. I'm kind of like, I am the boss, so that's why I can tweet and look at the computer, but but I can't, you know, usually call if I'm working.
But whenever you get a chance available, just call in, you know.
Yeah,
I will. Yeah. I had fun. Thanks, Carly, for inviting me,
of
and
course.
I'll bring Cece the next time. Cece is,
please bring her, yeah.
Yeah, she said she will. She's over here telling me, I'm jealous. First she said, I'm not going to call. I don't like to call. I said, if I call, will you call? Okay, I really got to go. Thanks, girls.
Bye-bye, Kelly.
Before I leave, I was talking to Carly. Who else am I talking to?
Shirley.
Co-host Terry. Hi,
Shirley?
Shirley, Terry.
Terry?
Bridget and Taya. Taya.
Bridget, as in Ratch Girl?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hey,
Hey, Bridget.
Hello.
I'm from Soaps, from Soaps.com, and I
yeah.
come
oh,
watch my on RTN.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I'm hoping for Liaison.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Although I haven't been on here in long. I just lurk now and then. But I,
me too.
I
don't post
pimples.
Too much.
I haven't been on
there
for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People get mad nowadays, so I don't even post hardly. But I like to lurk and get all the spoilers.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I do. I just lurk. I spend my days lurking.
Okay, girls. Well, it was nice talking to you. I'll try to come on Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh,
great,
cool.
Cindy. Yeah.
Okay. Take care.
Right.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. See, my networking is booking books.
It's always nice to get new people and get their perspective on things, you know?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Is Bridget there?
Yes.
You've been so quiet.
I'm always here.
Okay.
Yeah, Bridget, hey, Bridget, when you were out Saturday night, did you have a really good time? Or was
oh,
it?
My gosh. I got hit on so much from young
people. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
Every month, me and my best friends make a point of having a girls' night out at least once or twice a month.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm.
And one of my friends married, so she just started coming out with us. We went out last month, first time in 11 years.
Wow.
So we got her out. Now she's addicted to once a month girls' night out.
Mm-hmm. Good.
So we went out to the bar and danced and visited and, you know, hung out with people, and it was fun. We had a good time.
Good.
Raised a lot of hate and discontent.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
You know.
Good.
Well, I was at the casino this weekend because someone left me alone all day because he went somewhere else.
Oh, I went to Universal Studios.
And usually I do really well at the casino, and the slots were against me, you guys. Usually I have this good luck, and this little busy woman was right on the other side, kept winning, and I...
Kept winning.
And
don't you hate that?
Yeah, I'm like,
someone's so close, and then you're not winning a damn thing. And somebody, goes off, the light goes on, and the people come
so I was like, I almost said to, you know, aren't you getting tired of that machine? Don't you want to move? But I didn't say that. I thought I was thinking the whole time, and yeah.
Yeah, you were trying, to get that machine yourself.
I know, I really wanted it because it was winning. That machine, every time I go, that's the machine to be on because people win. I don't know why.
When it's hot, you gotta feel the top of the machine. That's what my mom used to do. She used to go to the casino, and if it's hot, then she figured that she could win some money. I don't know what that was her logic, but sometimes she was right, and other times it was just a hot-ass machine. That's all, and nothing happened.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's fun to go, and, I go, and I'm playing the slots, and I'm texting Terry why I'm there. I'm like, I'm losing, or I'm winning. But whenever she texts me back, I don't know, I just think this is good luck on her part. Whenever she texts me or calls me, the moment that my text goes off, I win again. So I'm like, call me, then I can win more.
Lot while I was at Universal, didn't I, when I was standing in the long lines? There was nothing
else. Oh, yeah.
But text and call.
Well, you know, but you had to be in the long line forever, it seemed like.
You know what? I think that's a place to go every 10 years. I don't think I would want to do it, like, seems like I've been going there a lot lately. I go there when family members come, but... You've been there, you've done that, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like Disney.
Well, now's the time to go now when the lines aren't long. But once the kids get out of school, forget about
it. Yeah.
You know?
Well, it was
but now's the time to go.
Yeah. Well, it was a weekend, too. It was really crowded on the weekend. When you go on a weekday, it's not that bad. Mm-hmm. And then we got to go, we got to drove in Wisteria Lane. We drove, the tram went right in Wisteria Lane. So we went in the heart of it. We went on the Wisteria Lane.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They were, like, taping, but I think that they must have been taping inside a house or something. Because usually when you go to Universal and you go on the tram there, you can't go on the street where they tape, you know. So the tram would always go by the street. But this time when I went, we actually went down Wisteria Lane and saw their houses and everything, the yellow house. And, yeah, so it was really interesting.
I love Universal. I haven't been there in 3 years now. I haven't been there in a while.
Yeah, like I said, you've been there once, you know.
I know.
Like 100 times or whatever.
I've been to Disneyland, but we didn't go to Universal when we went. We just went to Disneyland.
I think
Universal is a place to go where people are coming to travel. I think it's more of a touristy place now, even Disneyland, you know. So, like I said, I go there when family member comes from, you know, England.
That's why I went 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay. Susie sounds really, really tired.
I know. I know.
Who, me?
Yeah. Yeah, you said, okay. And Talia, are you still here? Please tell me you didn't fall asleep.
Hello. Wakey, wakey.
Carly, is she still on the phone?
Yes.
Leave her alone. She got to go to school.
She's not going to go. Really?
She got to go to school the next day.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
You don't say goodnight, goodbye, or see ya. You just... Well,
sweet. Talia, are you there? Wake up. Wake up, Talia.
What is her name again?
Talia.
Talia, okay.
I think it's pronounced Talia, yeah. And
okay.
Carly seems to butcher
it. Yeah, okay, fine.
Yeah,
okay,
so I was getting confused. I said, I always like to pronounce the name correctly.
Okay, so I kind of fumbled.
And Carly screws it up. I said, I thought
fine.
Her name was so-and-so.
I'm sorry. Really, I am.
So I'm following you, you know. But then she answers. She answers. So I said, I guess I must be right. So now is it? Chalia or Tuck? T is in Tom. Talia. Is it Chalia?
It's Talia. She spells it T-A-L-I-A.
Okay, so it's
Talia.
Okay, Talia.
Yeah. There's
okay.
a girl, I work at a high school, and there's also it's T-H-A-L-I-A. I was saying Talia or Salia or whatever. Actually, one of her teachers corrected it for me. She said it's Talia. It's pronounced,
Talia.
The H is silent, I guess. So, yeah. So now I know never to butcher a name. I want to make sure.
Yeah, I hate to butcher names. You
I know.
I like to say it correctly. But anyway.
Okay, so it's late where Sully is. It's sort of early where we are.
Yeah, I have to get up a little bit earlier this in the morning. I have to be at work.
Oh, that's right.
Some day tomorrow at the school, so they're having a open house tomorrow, so they have a minimum day. So, to be there at 10 in the morning, I wish it was a 6-hour position, but it's not.
Hun, you will get the 6 hours of this problem. So everyone will be back on Wednesday, and
I will most likely, because I don't have, I'm going to skip my class tomorrow. Well, two of my classes are on furlough, but except that one class, so I might be calling in at 8 o'clock unless I go to church on Wednesday night, but I'm thinking about that still, so.
All right, and the rest of everyone will be back here at 8 o'clock on Wednesday, right?
8 o'clock on Wednesday. I thought it was 11 o'clock. Oh, you're giving different.
Oh well,
time.
Yeah.
11
oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Eastern Standard Time, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Oh, and I think we need to say a little prayer for Sandra Bullock because she's just getting beat up in the press because
oh,
of her
I
husband.
Know.
Oh,
I
know.
Who got beat up in the press?
No.
Who?
Sandra Bullock.
Her hubby was cheating on her.
Oh, yeah. No, he's an idiot.
You know what? He is not all that, though.
Yeah.
You know, she could
yeah.
do that. Jesse James. She's a really beautiful woman, and she never deserved anything like that. I don't know why.
Well,
he
you know, no woman really does, but you know.
Oh, I know.
Happens.
I'm just like, I mean, because just like because they seem so happy at the Oscars. She even sang
well,
them and all
she's
of them.
Like Kate Winslet, she's getting split with her husband too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so it's going. It's just
oh, up. My gosh.
Yeah, she split from her hubby right before the Jesse James stuff blew up.
She's
oh,
married
wow.
to Sam Mendes, right?
She was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, real. Oh, my God.
I was wondering why she was by herself at the Oscars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Going on with these men cheating on
oh,
her.
Oh, yeah, you know what they call it? They call it the curse. Of the Oscar, because
of the
every
Oscars,
time,
yeah,
yeah,
everybody who has won, their marriage breaks up. Which is
oh,
awesome.
Really?
That's kind of
well,
stupid,
you know.
That's
stupid. Would it Sam Mendes cheat on Kate Winslet, or did they just like?
You know what? No one is saying anything about it. I mean, it's like it was a mutual whatever parting. Of the raids.
Oh, well.
I know.
Yeah, it happens. When you're popular like that, anything
yeah.
goes.
Mm. Yeah. What is, who is Jesse James? He's like a.
His family makes motorcycles.
Oh, okay.
Very beautiful motorcycles.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
that's how they met. Yeah.
Oh, he's got his own reality show, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has reality.
They build the choppers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
His dad. Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. Huh.
Oh well.
Yeah.
That's
really.
The way it goes. That's
yeah.
The way it
you
goes.
Know.
You know.
I know.
It happens. I mean, look at Tiger Woods and his wife. I mean.
Oh gosh.
I mean, now, if you want something traumatic, I mean, you know, to wake up, you know, beside a man who's
every
other night. Every
dip on every other woman.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
anybody. The,
and you know
the
what?
Waitress, the
yeah,
the
and they,
cleaning
they,
lady, anybody. I mean,
you
know.
Yeah, and they just.
The only
this,
marriage that's ever really lasted is Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. And I read their autobiography. They
mm-hmm.
had, they had, you know, some tough times, and I think
sure.
there was even a point where he felt like he was going to cheat. I think he was almost going to cheat on her, but he realized that he loved Joanne too
it
much.
Wasn't worth it.
Huh?
I say it wasn't worth it, you know?
Yeah,
you know,
he realized, yeah, he mm-hmm. just loved her too much, and he didn't do it. And I think they had therapy. I mean, they went to therapy. They had their problems, but they worked
mm-hmm.
through them, and... You know, I mean, that was a strong marriage. Look at until he died. They were together until he died. And he was married before. He was married.
Yeah.
I don't know if she was an actress, but in the beginning he had like three kids and he met Joanne on the set of a play. And
mm-hmm.
they were with each other. They were with other people, of course, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
He was married to somebody, but I think she was married too. And they fell in love, but they didn't act on it until like
mm-hmm.
they met up on some movie or something, but they had been together ever since, which I thought was really
mm-hmm.
I just love them as a couple.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing with
mm-hmm.
what's that couple? Rita Wilson and
Tom Hanks.
Well,
mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
going strong too.
Yeah.
You know what? I totally forgot. I totally forgot that Paul Newman died. I totally forgot. I'm like, what? He's dead? Okay.
Yeah. So sad. I love Paul Newman.
But Joanne Woodward is still alive, though, right?
Yeah, she's still
alive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have like three daughters together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I still have the autobiography somewhere. It's, I had it since high school.
Really?
It's probably falling apart now or something.
I mean, when you see marriages like that, I mean, it's
especially
it's
in Hollywood.
I mean, people break up every day, but when you see a couple who stay together and all that Sin City crap and
yeah.
all the media and all, and just, you know, to see where a couple just hangs in and,
yeah.
You know, it's great, you know, it really is.
But you also notice those ones that are good, that stay together, aren't much in the media either. They keep their personal
exactly.
life close to the
vest. Right, Bridget. Yeah,
and a lot
right.
of these ones that are having problems are always in the media.
All,
mm-hmm.
And that's a big
right.
difference. When you keep your business
yep.
self
right.
where people
you're
don't
right.
gossip about
mm-hmm.
it, then
that
they're
so true.
Safe.
I never thought about it like that.
Very, very good point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, look at
like your private life spread all over the world. You know,
mm-hmm.
I feel for these people that have to walk out and read about themselves every day
mm-hmm.
or listen on
yeah.
the TV. I mean, who wants to live like that? And then they wonder why they're on drugs or
right.
suicide
right.
or
right.
you know, they can't handle it.
Yeah,
it's sad. I know it is
yeah.
sad, but you know when you make a choice to become
well,
an actor or anybody in the business, this comes along with the territory, you know,
yep.
and just try to keep as private as possible, you know, and
yeah, look at
Goldie. I mean, but when you see these paparazzis are hanging out of trees.
Some of those guys
on rooftops, that's a bunch of crazies.
I don't blame these actors for hitting them or grabbing them.
I don't either.
In their private space. They
yeah.
they deserve to get the shit kicked out of them.
I would kick their ass too. I don't blame
yeah.
them.
That's just uncalled
didn't
for.
Didn't Sean Penn Cole Cock,
yeah.
not too long
yeah.
ago, because you know Sean is known for that. He don't take no shit.
Oh, no doubt. He's gonna
get out of his face. Mm-hmm.
You don't. You can't blame these guys or all these
no.
people.
No.
You know that's their privacy. Give them a
mm-hmm.
little bit of a. You know. Mm-hmm. I know they got to make a living, but there's other ways of making a living than doing that.
Those
paparazzis, they should go home and rent the movie Paparazzi.
Oh, have you
seen? Maybe they would think twice about it. That was good.
Yeah.
I love that movie.
I said, if I was a paparazzi and I was making my living off of that after seeing that movie, you kind of made me think twice, you know?
Yeah.
Somebody
ought to do a show on them and get in their face 24/7 and
yeah.
see
it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Get a camera in their face or you know, say, hey, this is what we have to live with every day. Why don't you
That's right.
get bit of
That's
your
right.
our medicine?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I am so shocked that we are not cut off yet. It's, you know, but last time we didn't cut us off until 10:30.
Mm.
But we still go because Terry has to get up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie is probably going to hang up the phone and fall on her bed and go to sleep.
No, I'm going to go on and I'm going to turn on the TV until I get sleepy.
You know, that's the only way.
I'm trying to find a movie. I don't have a job to go to, so, you know, I can hang out.
Yeah, and that's the only way I can fall asleep sometimes. If I just
mm-hmm.
put the TV on and then put on sleeper or whatever, that's the only way.
Not me, man. I crash. I hit that pillow and I'm asleep
and
before
it.
I even hit it.
I wish I could sleep like that. Very
but
I
but
too.
See, I'm up before
Very
the sun shines
seldom.
And I'm home. I'm not home till it's dark. So, you know, that 8 hours sleep
right.
is good for me.
Right. Eight,
yeah.
I don't know. I can't remember when I slept 8 hours. I can't remember
me
when I slept 6 hours.
Yeah.
5 hours. No way.
And we're
but
getting
anyway, girls. I'm going to head out now.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Okay, I'll talk to you again
too,
on Wednesday.
So.
Okay. Terry, call me after 24.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, guys.
Bye.
Good night. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.